Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, August 16th, 2019. It is intern Alexis' last day on the show, so we recap some of our favorite moments, like when she got a cow chip in the mail and she killed her boyfriend's fish. Producer Dan is in with the weekly wrap-up with the dope rhymes and the fat beats. Annie is here, but barely, because she went to the Shawn Mendes show last night, and Dan's lady friend met some Facebook celebrities. Kennedy, do you remember that one time when intern Alexis killed her boyfriend's fish?
How could I forget?
Do you remember that one time when intern Alexis told us about her fake boyfriend?
Absolutely.
Do you remember that one time? We have a lot of great stories like that about intern Alexis.
She came with the goodness.
She did.
And for that, we thank her.
And so you're getting ready to go back to Curry College for your senior year.
Yep.
You're majoring in communications. Mm-hmm. Now you're 21 years old. It's going to be a big year for you, isn't it?
It's, yeah, to say the least.
And she works at the college radio station. They're actually giving her her own show during the day.
Yeah, yes. She's been on this show.
You're
so
a big
clearly.
Show now.
Yep. Wednesdays, Lex in the City.
Let's go.
I love it.
That's a dope name, actually.
Right?
That is pretty good. All right, Kennedy, I want to play some. Here's the fake boyfriend segment from
Let's
the show.
Go.
Every Thanksgiving, Christmas, every holiday, how's school? Do you have a boyfriend? Every year. How's school? Good.
Boy, they start that early, don't they?
Yep.
Well, so finally, it's like, how's school? Good. Do you have a boyfriend? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Like, this is interesting. So they're like, oh, what's his name? Patrick.
Did he have a backstory? And if so, what is it?
He's a hockey player.
Amazing. No.
How in detail did you have to get?
It wasn't like too bad because I was like, oh, he's new. But I had to keep it going for not only Thanksgiving, but I'm going to see them a month later, so Christmas came around. When can we meet him? Oh, he lives farther away.
Way on the
Cambridge.
Other side of Southie.
I actually never told my mom. So, Mom, if you're listening.
Here's to Patrick.
Justice for Patrick, intern Alexis. Patrick, he plays hockey.
You know.
But he lives far away.
He lives in Canada and he's real.
He's busy.
All right. And here's the audio, Kennedy, from when intern Alexis killed her boyfriend's fish.
So I clean it and the water might have been a little bit too hot for them. And I went to bed and when I woke up, they did not wake up. And
Alexis.
I wish I could say it was the first time things have happened to my pet fish, but this is number 4 and 5.
Are these number 4 and 5 your fish or number 4 and 5 his fish that you have murdered?
Mine. Well, combined, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, of all... Here's the thing. Do you feel bad?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I was tearing up.
You were?
Yeah, because this happens all the time. Okay, my first fish...
I think you're just a cold-blooded killer, Alexis. That's what I think you are.
Oh, I love it. Girl, you are a walking radio bit.
You bring me such joy.
I don't ask for any of this to happen. It just...
Why are you like this?
No, it all... Listen, it's something we can all relate to. We all have cow chips just show up in the mail.
Every day.
It happens to all of us all the time.
I look to my mail basket and I see a little package. My mom is the queen of online shopping, so I figure it's something of hers. I didn't order anything. It has my name on it. So I'm like, ooh, cool. Like, a package for me. Like, I must have either... forgotten I ordered it or somebody surprised me.
Maybe you had a few drinks and ordered something and forgot?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So, bringing it up the stairs, I couldn't wait to open it. So, I open it and I stop mid-stair and turns out it was poop.
What?
There's feces in an envelope.
Can you tell everybody what kind of feces it was?
Poop is fine.
My best guess is that it was cow poop because there was still grass.
Best guess.
Have you wronged anyone in the past?
No. No.
I'm gonna miss that.
Yeah, we're gonna miss your intern, Alexis. Kennedy, do you have any sage advice as she goes back for her senior year at Curry College?
My sweet girl, there's nothing that you can't do. And just because a man does it doesn't mean you can't either. Don't ever forget that. Things will happen now that feel like they're very important, boys, whatever. And in 10 years, you'll hardly remember it. So keep looking forward. It's okay to say no, floss, and put money in your savings account.
Thank you, Kennedy.
And always wear sunscreen.
Oh, well, that just goes without saying. I say that every day. That should be just knowledge.
It's bored into my brain.
See? Sunscreen. There's one thing you learned from Monte Kennedy.
And did you happen to know that the going away card we got for you had a big fish on it?
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Alexis. And then who was it who drew an arrow? It was you.
It was me.
Don't kill any more fish.
We're all going out for tilapia in honor of Alexis.
Doing my best. Legals, here we come.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, intern Alexis. We're going to miss you.
Thank
We're definitely
going
to miss you. A big round of applause for intern Alexis Kennedy.
Yeah, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. Shikaka. What up, Boston?
What's up, Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Mr. Melts in Your Mouth and Not Your Hands.
Okay.
A.k.a. the North Shore Shakespeare. A.k.a. Towny Tupac.
Talk to him.
A.k.a. the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out. Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
DJ, drop that rapper. It's the weekly rap, I'm back up on the track though. Soon as I finish this rap, I'm off to Sacco. Lying on my back though, in a tube, Brody. Chilling in the river, 30 beers in my floaties, yo. That's later on when I'm sorta sloppy. First, Kennedy was playing tonsil hockey. You can stop me whenever I stop telling truth. Y'all were up close, getting all tooth to tooth. She on the loose, but let me set it straight. Funny thing is, didn't start off as a date. Must be fate, went to dinner as just friends. And then I was locked and they knew how it would end. Like being lifted up by 10,000 balloons. That's the butterflies hatching out they cocoons. Too soon, put my money where my mouth is. Had to leave cause you can't make out of steakhouses. Changed the setting up for romance probably. They ended up with ladies dance exotically. A second date when they both wanted more. Sevens, they shooting crabs down at Encore. I hope for man trouble, this one is your remedy. Strip clubs and casinos get you a Kennedy. We got a missing kid, parents must have lost her. Let me tell you about Carson up in Gloucester. He almost fostered a kid, bring the car around. Hey little girl, now you live in Charlestown. Jokes aside, this'll stand the hair up on your back. A little girl wandered by, where your parents at? Now the first sign that something might be trouble, she all alone with Barrett's bucket and shovel. She started walking down the beach, no one claimed her. Carson had to follow along in case of danger. He a stranger stalking in case she's hurt. No offense, homie, that's a walking Amber Alert. Now this had us on the edges of our seats. They ended up half a mile down the beach. 30 minutes later, he finds him, he was stressed. They barely cared to claim her, what a mess. That's a wild story, man, hope she's safe. You should have to pass a test for you procreate. Last up, this is something kinda strange. Me and Annie versed each other like it's the Hunger Games. Billy Joel or Jobro tickets were in front of us. It's Highlander, there can only be one of us. You know what's coming up, Pride Before the Fall. Three competitions and the winner takes it all. That's right, we don't play no runner-up. First round was lyrics and we both kinda sucked. Next up was Not One For Your Mothers. We had to write essays dissing each other. We tried to cover and go easy cause we still boys. But that third round, who killed the noise? Now the tension in the air nearly choked me. We had to duel during a headphone karaoke. It ended closely, the votes were neck and neck. Till Carson voted my way, Annie felt the disrespect. I won the prize, let her have it cause I'm mad real. Hey, whatever girl, you lucky I'm in Nashville.
Oh, Daniel. Tonsil hockey.
He's speaking the truth, Kennedy.
Get you a Kennedy.
Get you a Kennedy. That needs to be a t-shirt.
Yes.
You are a gem.
Or dumb.
No.
One or the other, I don't know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're about to get Dan's lady friend on the show, Kennedy. Remember back in the day we used to do Facebook fights?
Of course.
Do you remember Facebook
the
fights?
Facebook fights
throwback.
It's pretty good.
It was an awesome little bit.
Yeah, it was an awesome little bit that we did for a while. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, because you could go in there and just find people that would get into it about just the most ridiculous and random stuff.
And the city ones were the best.
Those were our favorites. That's where we would always find some of the best ones. You just go in and you find some community that is going at it about a new traffic light or bike lane.
Always the silliest thing.
It's always the silliest
thing. Shout out to Townsend. It was a lot of them.
Townsend was the star of Facebook.
He really
many,
were.
Many times.
That is a fact.
And apparently Dan's lady friend met some people that she knows that get into it on Facebook. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Producer Dan's lady friend.
This is Producer Dan's lady friend.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Good.
So tell us this story. We heard you met some celebrities while you guys were out last night in the Foxborough area.
Oh, my goodness. So the Foxborough discussion page on Facebook is probably my favorite content on the internet because it is nothing short of drama all of the time. So we were sitting at the bar in Mansfield at Flynn's Pub, and we talked to absolutely everybody. So we made friends with people who were sitting at the end of the bar, and they were talking about stuff that was happening in Foxborough. And I was like, oh, did you read about it in the Foxborough discussion? They're like, yeah, I'm so-and-so. And I recognized them from all of their comments on the page, and I was starstruck. I was like, oh, my God, that's you. That's so exciting.
You would have think Bono had walked into the bar because of these two guys who post on a Foxborough discussion page. There are these two dudes who are like late 40s, early 50s.
Right.
They're in one's an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
And they're talking about Metallica concerts and stuff.
Right, from like the 80s.
So they're cool.
So you think they're a certain type of guy.
Right.
They're slugging down beers. And then it turns out they have to go to a town meeting in 10 minutes because they're the part of the JCs. Like, they plan all the events in Foxborough.
Oh, right.
And then it turns out, and she loses her mind immediately. Like, it was like they're rock stars.
These are my people.
They go, oh my God, do you remember the pizza place incident of 2017 on the page?
If you have not spent a lot of time on, like, neighborhood Facebook pages, they are incredible.
East Boston Open Discussion, one of the best things I've ever read.
Quincy is everything. Untouched.
Jeff Sullivan is a genius.
Untouched.
I had no idea they were such a big deal, discussion pages.
We have one, I think it's called like Townie Pride for Charlestown.
So good.
And it's just the older people in the community posting pictures of when Charlestown used to be a great place to live.
Right.
When it used to be God's
country. You've changed.
Yes, you.
Don't get me started on the millennials coming into East Boston, okay? Wow.
But apparently the guy at the bar was the guy on the page that everyone hated, and every time he posts, everyone just crushes him.
Right.
And she was like, remember that time they roasted you?
He's like, yeah, it was 10 minutes ago.
And they recruited her to be part of the town meetings.
Really? Are you going
to
do that?
Yeah, probably. Why not?
All right.
Well,
that's apparently very you cool. can drink before, so that's cool.
Things we learned at the pub. Well, I love it.
Same.
I love that people are
awesome.
Becoming celebrity influencers
just from community discussion boards.
On the Foxborough discussion board rock
What are stars. You famous for, huh?
Local politics. On Facebook. Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing the story with us. Yeah, that's
yes,
great.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, there she goes. That is Producer Dan's lady friend. Talk to you later.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you want to hear some audio from a concert last night at the Garden, Kenny?
Totally.
Can't even hear Sean sing.
I know.
It's just all the fans. What song is that?
It's Life of the Party.
You really picked a hit single to pick, huh?
Dan, it was so loud. I just had
wow,
no
Wow, really,
words.
Dude? He's off, champ.
Nah.
Sold out? Was it super crowded?
It was unbelievable. Right. Really, that was the loudest show I've ever been to, and mean that. I've been to a lot of shows.
Have you
and
ever
that
been
was...
to a Britney Spears concert? In my life, I thought that I was going to lose fillings because the kids would scream, not just singing, but they would be like, ah! but really, really loud.
I mean, I've been to like Beyonce and Jay-Z shows, Jay-Z, JT at Fenway, country concerts. That was...
It's the younger people that make the louder noise.
I was like, I have a headache. I need to go home.
You're so old.
Honestly.
The loudest show I ever saw, I took Courtney and Kristen, my daughters, I took them to see Jesse McCartney at the Ryman in Nashville when they were like 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 5,000 or however many thousands of people at the Ryman. And they were all 12 and 13 year old girls with their mom or dad, just like me. And
right.
It was the loudest thing that I had ever heard.
Yeah, you have
in
to
my
bring
life.
Like earplugs just to sit there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's like you're at a rock show or something.
Yeah. Like I should have. I honestly should have.
The decibels are too high.
You know the little kids that get the noise canceling headphones?
Yes.
That's what I needed last night. I was the infant that needed the headphones.
Annie, what do you think the age range was there last night?
It's funny because I thought I was going to be the oldest person there besides like parents bringing their kids.
Right.
And I really wasn't. There was people at the
people
bar
love
before.
Him. Yeah.
Everybody loves him. He's kind of like a Bruno Mars. It's like ladies
across
that are,
ages,
you know,
yeah.
65 and then there's kids
right.
that are 12.
Right.
He was so good though. I mean, the voice is the exact same live
right. yeah.
as it is.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah, yeah.
just so good.
And plays guitar a lot.
He plays a couple different kinds of guitar, plays the piano. The boy's muscles.
Right. Is he in a tank top the entire time?
The entire time.
Like from the beginning of the show to the
of
end.
I would be if I was him
is.
Too.
Yeah, I would be in a tank top.
It just
for
zooms
sure.
in on his face. It's like black and white. Me and Danielle were like passing out the
is
whole
this
time.
Is it hologram Shawn Mendes?
It's
so good looking.
It's unbelievable.
Are you going again tonight?
I am not. I'm taking tonight off.
Okay.
Because I got a big day tomorrow.
Okay. All right. All right. And then you got Jonas Brothers.
It's another loud show.
I don't know if she's going to make it, Kennedy. Mm.
She will.
I will.
She'll be just fine.
Okay.
She's 24.
Come on, Ned.
Was there a Camila Cabello sighting?
No.
No, and there's no... I haven't seen anything that she was here at all.
Because he usually travels with her, or yep. they've been traveling together.
Well, they were in New York and stuff, so I don't know. But nobody saw... I mean, of all the things that I saw of him out and about, I didn't see her.
She was out of town. That was your chance.
I thought we were going to lock eyes. I really did. I was like pushing people
were
out
you that
of the
close?
Way. We were in Loge 10, so he had like a side stage where he played the piano.
Uh-huh.
He looked my way at one point. I think it was a little dark, and there was a lot of phones in his face. So like, we'll just excuse that.
Yeah, the lights in your face that make it so you can't see past the first row had nothing on him when
right?
it came to your side.
But
silent
I think if we locked eyes,
you cut through, right?
I did. If I was down in the pit,
forget
done
about
deal.
It. Forget about
done
it.
Deal.
Already married.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.